Blog Talk Radio.
Only you take my breath away. Only you take my breath away. Take my breath away, then you breathe new life into me. Only you take my breath away, nobody else but you. Take my breath. Just breathe.
Hallelujah. How many of us want God to breathe into us just once again? I don't know about you, but I need God to breathe in me, because if he don't breathe in me, Lord knows where I would be. Welcome to Simply the Word Ministries International, where I am your host, Pastor and Prophetess Krishna Oswansa. It is a blessing, as I always say, to be before you just one more time. For truly, God did not have to do it, but I thank him just because he did. As I so often say, if it had not been for the Lord God who was on my side, where would we be? Hallelujah. I just want that to marinate for a little bit. If it had not been for God breathing his breath through your nostrils, if it just had not been for God who was just keeping his loving arms around us, even as we go through danger unseen and seen, if it had not been for him, hallelujah, where will we be? Again, tonight's show, we're going to dedicate this show to Chicago tonight. Amen. You all know that I am a Chicago native. Amen. And I am diligently seeking the Lord on behalf of our city in Chicago. Amen. We're going to go 30 minutes into prayer. But while we're in prayer, I want you to begin to call out your city, the different cities. Amen. I am from Chicago. So everything that happens in Chicago, it affects me because I was born and I was raised there. But to God be the glory, I still believe that prayer changes things. Do I have anyone out there that knows that prayer changes things, that is still in order? Prayer is always going to be in order. Amen. Our tonight's scripture, we're going to come from 2 Corinthians on tonight. And I'm going to read it really quick before we go into prayer. But I want you all to get this down in your system, in your soul. Get it in your heart. Get it in your mind. Amen. Because God wants his word to marinate through us. Because there is going to come a time where we will not have the Holy Bible in our hands to go to for reference. You're going to have to know the word of God for yourself, and it is coming to that time. I don't know why people are just playing and thinking that this is not the time to worship God. No, this is the time that you need to worship him the most. Hallelujah. This is the time that we need to bow down before God because we need him. And so many times we use the scripture 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who were called by my name, I come to challenge you on tonight. Who are you? Are you them or are you his? Hallelujah. You all know that I get kind of fired up when I begin to talk about the goodness of Jesus. Are you them or are you his? Because there's coming to a separation where God is going to separate the wheat from the tare. And you're going to need to know where you're standing. Amen. If I'm scaring you, that's good. I want to scare you. I want to scare you into a place of worship where you will fall down on your face and you will begin to ask God to forgive you for everything that you have done and accept him as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because truly, he's the only one that knows what tomorrow brings. Amen. We're going to read real quickly from 2 Corinthians 10. And it's a very familiar scripture. It talks about casting down the imaginations and tearing down the barriers. Amen. We have to get to a place where we cast down every imagination that exalts itself against God. That's why the United States is in the trouble that they're in, because we have lifted our imagination and casted God's imagination down. We're backwards. I'm reading from the NIV. It says, and now a personal but most urgent matter. I write in the Gentile, but firm spirit of Christ. I hear that I'm being painted as a cringing and wishy-washy when I'm with you, but harsh and demanding when at a safe distance writing letters. Please don't force me to take the hard line when I'm present with you. Don't think that I'll hesitate a single minute to stand up to those who say I am unprincipled and opportunist. Then they'll have to eat their words. The word unprincipled, it's dog eat dog out there. the word doesn't fight fair. The world, I'm sorry, doesn't fight fair. But we don't live in a fight for battle that way. Never have and never will. For the tools of our trade aren't for marketing or manipulation, but they are for demolishing that entire massively corrupt culture. Actually, I can just stop right there. I can really just stop right there. The tools that God has given us is to massively take out this culture that has snuck its way into our lives. Or should I say that's finally come to manifestation. It didn't sneak its way there, but it's been there. And on tonight, I want you all to lift up Chicago with me, amen, as we're beginning to read more and more, as the crime is beginning to really get more and more heated there in Chicago. Chicago is taking a turn and has taken a turn and is the worst. Amen. When you sit and you think about a young man was killed on tonight, they decided that they wanted to knock on the door of his mom's home, and as he answered the door, they shot him several times and left. Tonight, we really need to thank God for the safety of our children. I want to be able to lift up our children in prayer, and not only lift up our children in prayer, but we need to lift up our families. Amen. All of us know somebody that's doing something that they should not be doing. I got several. Hallelujah. I got some nephews out there. I got some brothers out there. I got some cousins out there. Amen. I got some friends and family members that are out there. We need to lift up our family members before Christ, and we need to just cover them in the blood of the Lamb. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word on tonight. Because we know that your word is true. You said in your word that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will continue to stand. Father God, even as we petition you on tonight, before we go any further, God, we lift up our hands and we say thank you. God, we thank you for allowing us to see another day that we've never seen before. God, we thank you for allowing us to roll on our lives, to roll on, God. Even when the death angels were there, you said no. And God, we thank you because when you say no, no man can say yes. And when you say yes, God, nobody can say no. And God, we thank you for being gracious, even when we're not deserving of your goodness and your mercy. But God, because of the just God that you are, you continue to rain down on us. Because we're not justified. We're not justified to stand in your presence. We're not justified to call on your name. We're not justified to do anything, God, but we're not fit to die. We're not justified to even live because you could have killed us, but God, you didn't. And now, God, as we begin to petition you and come before your grace and your throne for the city of Chicago and the multiple cities that we're praying for on tonight, God, we ask that you send your warring angels as never before. God, that you will rain down on your people and that you will call your fivefold ministry to come forth and be bold as ever. In the mighty name of Jesus. For Lord, you said in your word that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but you have given us a spirit of a love and of a sound mind. Now, God, even as I begin to pray, we're asking that you engulf your comfort around those that are in pain tonight, that are mourning, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the murdering spirit that lies over the city of Chicago, God, I'm asking you to move from east to west, from north to south, oh God. Allow the manifestation of your angels to be seen physically, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, I'm asking you to touch the pastors that are there, God, that they will get in their spirit to come out and stand on the corners, oh God, and proclaim your name as never before. God, let them know that you are a God that is not to be mocked. That whatsoever a man soweth, that will he reap. Now, God, I petition you, God, even as we prayed last year, oh God, over the gate, God, you still see the prayers that are went because you said the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous, God, will avail much. And God, we thank you because you are a God that will not lie. You are a God of gods. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the great I am. And Yahshua, we call on you tonight. Yahshua, we call on you to be manifested in the city of Chicago right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, every gun, oh God, that's being held in the wrong hands, God, that are being used for the wrong purpose, oh God, may you begin to jam the guns on tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, you told us all we had to do was call on your name and that your word would go forth. You said that your word would not return unto you void. And God, I'm praying here in San Antonio, Texas, God, I'm sending the word of you to Chicago, oh God. I'm petitioning the angels, oh God, to go and do what you said that you would do. In the mighty name of Jesus, God called them to cry out and said, Lord, what must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus, God, I want you to get in their hearts, get in their minds, oh God. In the hallelujah name of Jesus, God, we bless you on tonight, God, that we'll begin to worship you for those that are coming for you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, give them mentors, give them leaders that they can look up to, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way on tonight, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, God, I'm asking you to rain down now. Rain down right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you see the family. You see that somebody is burying their children. Somebody is burying their children on tomorrow. Somebody has lost their child on tonight, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. But God, let them know that you're there. Let them know that you care. Let them know, God, that they need to return unto you the first love, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I'm asking you to touch them right now, God. Shower your blessings of love and peace down on them, oh God. Have mercy right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you said in your word that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God, you said in your word that you come to give life and that more abundantly. God, I'm asking that you just cover them, oh God. I speak life into the deadless situations right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that cannot see their way out, those that don't know their way out, those that don't know how to get out, God, I'm asking you to send the angels right now to God to minister to them on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you will continue to have your way, God. Cover each and every person in Chicago, God. You see the politics, oh God. You see the governor. You see the mayor. You see the politicians that reign, the aldermen, oh God, the representatives of Chicago right now, God. Anything that is not like you, God, tear it down right now, God. Any source that they have put in there to create this chaos there, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bind it and tear it down in the mighty name of Jesus. Send the Holy Ghost to just consume it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are a consuming fire. You are a consuming fire, God. You said whatever it is that we ask in your name, that you will do. And God, I'm asking you to go forth and burn everything up that is not like you, Jesus. Give the city of Chicago a mind different change, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, get into the mayors, oh God. Get into the governors, God. Anything that is not like you, move them out the seat right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we need people that are going to stand for you and proclaim your name. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we're asking you to do it for us on tonight. We're asking you to do it for us on tonight, God. We ask you to look over the city of San Antonio, God. The same spirit that's trying to wreck. God, we come against the spirit of racism. We come against the spirit of hatred, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, anxiety, depression, suicide, God. We call it out and bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus. God, loose your angels over these people right now, God. Even as we go to and fro, God, you said in your word that the enemy is seeking whom he can devour. But God, I'm asking you to save your people on tonight. Save them right now, God. Give them a mindset of you, oh God. And not only that, blow their mind with the blessings, oh God, that only you can do, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, I'm asking you to touch my family, oh God. I'm asking you to cover them in your blood, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Even as they're in Chicago, even as they're traveling to and from their destinations, their different destinations, even while they're in their homes right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, I even ask you to go to Mississippi and begin to minister to my boys, oh God, my family, oh God. Let them know that you are the only way. There is no other way, because you said that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And except they accept you, God, and except they come to you, God, there's no way that they'll be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. But God calls them to bow down and worship you on their face and know that you are God. A God alone. Now, God, I ask that you go, and even in Nebraska, oh, God, even where my daughters are, Lord, I ask that you cover them right now, God. You cover my grandchildren, oh, God, even as they're going to and fro to school and to daycare, oh, God. The blood of Jesus over them, oh, God. May the anointing rest over their lives, oh, God. May the enemy see the anointing and flee. For you said that when the enemy sees you, God, he'll come one way and he'll flee seven ways. And, God, we thank you right now. Now, God, even as we continue to pray, we cover this blood. We cover this prayer in your blood. We seal it with your blood right now, God. We come against every retaliation and backlash of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I'm asking you to do it for your people, even those that are listening to me, even on the airwaves, oh, God. I ask that you send a special anointing over them, oh, God. Allow them to feel your anointing flowing from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. God, even get in their homes. We plead the blood of Jesus over their homes, over their jobs, oh, God. When they're going to and fro right now, God, even over the archive, God, even as I begin to pray, God, I ask that you get into the minds of those that are listening right now, God, that your word will marinate deep, God. It says something will be said that will prick them to be saved, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we're calling on you tonight because we need you. God, we're calling on you because we can't make it without you. God, we're calling on you because you are the God of God, and we love you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, as we begin to go off the airways, oh, God, but never from your presence, I ask that you cover us in the blood. 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 Wash us in your blood, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way on tonight, Holy Ghost. And these blessings I ask in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We pray. Amen.
I can no longer hide. Let you down so many times. Sin freshly crucified. Thought that I had a plan. Had it all figured out. But the more that you try to be by my side, the more I put you out. forgive me, when I want to do right, evil is always present, my spirit don't want to do it, but my flesh keeps on drawing me to it, and I'm ready, I submit, take my identity away, Lord, I just want to be more like you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I need God to make me over again. I'm excited. Hallelujah. Thank you all for tuning in to Simply the Word Ministries. Amen. Where I am your gracious host. I thank you all. May you all have a blessed night. May God continue to cover you. May he continue to keep you. And may his blessings continue to rain down on you. Good night and be blessed.